listeners. We are glad you're back for another episode of the CIO Today, a podcast that features some of the most well-known figures in the business world. This is your host, Paula. Today, we welcome Jessica Rossa, the founder of JM Virtual Solutions. She's a passionate social media strategist who is committed to helping women up their social media game so they can free up time, build their brands, and do what they do best. Let's dive into my interview with Jessica. Hey, Jessica, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you doing today, Paula?
I'm great. Thank you. So firstly, thank you for participating in this episode. You are an example to so many of us since you followed your heart and became a social media strategist. Without further ado, let's get started with the questions. In my research on you, I discovered that you describe social media as being quite similar to a cocktail party. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, absolutely. So when you think of a cocktail party, or rather any event where you don't necessarily know everybody on a personal level, really think about how you interact with them. You don't go up to them and start selling your products or services to them, right? You usually introduce yourself and, you know, start engaging in a conversation, getting to know them. And, you know, through your conversation, you may discover some mutual interest. Right. And, you know, at the end of the conversation, you may exchange your contact information, business cards, etc. So when we think of social media, we really need to engage with our audience online the same way we do offline, and really stay away from using so much of that advertising language. So, for example, if you send somebody a message who you've never interacted with before, asking them to buy your products or services, they're probably not going to move forward with making the purchase because they don't know you and they don't trust you, right? So, whereas if you actually take the time to engage with your audience and get to know them and really establish those relationships and build that trust, they're going to be 10 times more likely to make a purchase because they know you, because they trust you. And, you know, you're also probably pitching your offer to them because you know it's going to benefit them in some way based on the conversations you've had with them previously.
Right. That's quite interesting. So,
yeah.
Jessica, your work is so remarkable. Needless to say, being a social media strategist makes you happy. But how do you remain inspired every day?
Yeah, so social media is definitely my passion. I absolutely love what I do.
Yeah.
But I will say that at times it can be hard to stay inspired and stay creative in the social media space. So really, when I find myself just looking at my computer and I'm just at a blank, I really take that as a sign that I need a moment to pause and reset. And usually what that means for me is I'll just take some personal time to either go for a walk or, you know, do some breath work, meditation, really anything to clear my mind. And I find that when I do that and I go back to working, that inspiration and that creativity tends to flow again.
Right. Quite impressive. So as you know, many people experienced employment loss as a result of the pandemic. However, you started your business and supported your desire during that time. So would you mind sharing with us in brief how your career got started?
Absolutely. So yeah, the pandemic was a, you know, just a horrible time. So many people lost their jobs, their businesses, their loved ones. And at the time I was working in the hospitality industry, which of course, like so many others, I was laid off from my position due to the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, I didn't really know what my next move would be. I didn't know what the future held. So after taking some time to really process everything, I started thinking about my future and what I wanted in it, especially in my career. I really needed something that accommodated my lifestyle and that I was passionate about. Yeah. So I started, you know, it took some trial and error, you know, working some remote jobs and working some independent contractor positions, but nothing really stuck. So I thought back to a conversation that I had with one of my older sisters who had actually launched her own virtual assistant business before the pandemic. And when at the time, I just didn't think it would be possible to have a successful business. I thought I needed to work a 9-to-5 to have that guaranteed paycheck. So I thought more about it. I did more research. I ended up taking a virtual assistant course, which really provided me with the foundations I needed to start my business.
All right.
And then by December of 2020, I officially launched.
Okay. Wow. I wish you further success, Jessica. And
thank you.
Now you know, so you would probably agree that none of us can achieve success without a little support along the road. So who has the most impact on your life?
Yeah, so I definitely agree with that statement. I have to say, I probably would not fully be where I am today without the support of others. And there's really been three people who impacted me along my journey. The first person, of course, being my sister, as you know, that conversation is what really sparked my journey. And then, of course, you know, my husband, who has just been very supportive. Starting a business is not easy. It's always going to be a risk, as you don't know if and when you'll be successful.
Absolutely.
So he's just been very patient with me. And as I said, just very supportive every step of the way. And then the last person is actually my mother. She, you know, has always been so supportive, really, of all of her daughters, and just always encouraging us to follow our dreams and always do what makes us happy. And, you know, she's just been just really supportive of everything. And as I stated, I probably wouldn't be fully where I am today without the support of them.
Yeah, that's quite wonderful. So JM Virtual Solutions achieved many noteworthy milestones in 2022. So please enlighten us on a few of them.
Yes. So I think 2022 has been a very great year for JM Virtual Solutions. I really feel the business is starting to be recognized for the impact it's making in the social media space. And two big milestones that I've achieved this year is one being named one of the top women making waves in the world by the Exligent. And then, of course, being named one of the top visionary leaders paving the way for a better future by the CIO Today.
Yeah, these are some quite amazing achievements, I must say.
Thank you.
So you have been blessed to have remarkable success in a daunting career path. What advice do you have for people who struggle to find their passion?
Yeah, so I would say if you're somebody who's really struggling to find your passion, to take a moment to think about what really makes you happy. You know, in today's world, you know, we have so many possibilities. And if you're someone who's thinking about starting a business, just go for it. You know, think of, you know, if you're someone who really has a passion for painting, for example, there's so much you can do with that. You know, you can sell your artwork, you can sell digital products, you can sell, you know, portrait services, classes, etc. So I really think just starting out by really thinking about what makes you happy and think about how you can turn that into a business and just go for it until it sticks.
Right. Great suggestions. So we have now come to the end of this episode. I'm grateful you gave our listeners a tour of your professional life, and it was a pleasure speaking with you today.
Thank you so much, Paula. It was a pleasure as well.
It was such a pleasure to speak with this remarkable businesswoman. Jessica's goal is to help her clients expand their brands and accomplish all of their social media goals. We wish her the best of luck. Follow us on social media to stay up to date on new episodes. Have a good day. Bye-bye.